B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey there, Tony. Tony D'Amico. Let's stop everything we're doing and talk about Tony D'Amico and Cape Crepe and Chowder. That's something I just love to do.
Okay, can you hold on just a second, Stan?
Sure.
Hey, everybody. let's close down the restaurant and everybody stop what you're doing because I need to talk to Stan.
That's right. You called me, jerkball.
You suck.
Don't even. What can I do for you? I mean, you're going to want something.
So this is how you treat someone who's trying to look out for you.
You're trying to look out for me? I apologize, Tony. Usually when you call, you want something.
God forbid I might be calling trying to warn you about something.
You know what? I guess deep down inside there is a friendship still there, and I thank you for that, old man.
I had somebody come into the restaurant today.
Yeah.
And they're aware that you and I are so-called friends.
Look, I'm not going to acknowledge we've known each other for a long time. Our friendship has been like a roller coaster. Right now, it's kind of like waiting for the next hill.
Be that as it may.
Look, I didn't want to start out on a bad note with you. I just wasn't even thinking about you. I pick up the phone. I'm thinking it's another listener calling in, and it's you. I apologize that I might have snapped, but I wasn't expecting you to call. Now that you're on the line, you're gonna save me from somebody or warn me. What were you gonna do?
A fella come into the restaurant today.
A paying customer?
Yes.
Okay.
And he knows that we are associated.
Yeah. Did you tell him I remember your son and your first wife and that used to come to the restaurant and see you all down there then? Your brother, all that. His wife. Not much like that now.
So this fella starts unloading on me.
Yeah.
And evidently, he has the impression that you're stuck up.
That I'm stuck up? Why? What was he saying that would make me, I'm stuck up? What?
Well, he called you a lot of names.
Oh, did he? You want to tell me some of the names?
Jerk.
Been called it before.
Pompous ass.
Sure.
Know-it-all.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
who was it that went in there was saying this? What, was it a listener of the show, or is it somebody that knows me?
Well, I think it's a listener of the show. He drives deliveries. He's always on the road between Cape Coral and Naples.
Cape what?
Cape Coral.
Cape Coral, yeah, and Naples. So a lot of road driving, a lot of listening to the radio in Cape Coral and Naples.
And he says to me, Tony, every day I have to drive past Stan and Haney Boulevard. And he goes off on a rant of, why the hell should there be a street named after that a-hole? And blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him if he's kept his job long enough. Y'all right? You sound like you got a little bit of a smoker's throat.
Man, I'm 115 years old.
Do the math, people. Okay, yeah, all right. So, you know what? I get that. There are people that don't like us.
And he said, no, he listens to you every day.
Of course he does, and then calls me a jerk and a pompous ass, a know-it-all, an a-hole.
And he starts just chewing my ear off about you, and he says, you know what, Tony? If I had a road named after me,
yeah,
I'd show a little bit of pride.
I got great pride in that road.
He said, for the past week, it's been driving me nuts. Every time I drive past Stan and Haney Boulevard, there's one little piece of tire sitting right there in the road, and nobody, and I mean nobody, has the wherewithal to pick it up and dispose of
it. Yeah, you'd think we'd have a little bit of pride and take that walk out to the main road and pick it up, huh?
Well,
pick it up? He drives by it every day. He could pull over and pick it up.
Look, pal, me personally, I haven't been to a stereo in probably 15 years.
Yeah, I know. It's far away from you.
Is it true? Was there a piece of debris?
There might have been. There might be a piece of debris out there.
Why didn't you clean it up?
I didn't notice it. Why didn't he clean it up? You know, there's a lot of things I'd like to do to that road, but I don't have the control over it. I'd like a new blacktop put up on that. Maybe a little curb.
He seems to be of the opinion that if it's your road with your name on it, you should be responsible for it.
That's not so. There are a lot of roads named after people, living and dead. It's not their responsibility to clean up a piece of tire.
You want me to send Timmy out there to pick it up?
If you would, I'll give him a quarter.
Well, I don't want a quarter. What I want is a sign to go next to your sign that says, Adopt a Road, Cape Crape and Chowder.
No. You know what? Do you know what adopting a road means? Cape Crape and Chowder would have to pay for the maintenance and the steady upkeep of that. That would mean you, Tony, would give Haney and I, I don't know, for starters, maybe about $2,000-$3,000. And then once the blacktop goes in, that's probably at least 15-20 grand. I'd like some big boulders around there, too.
Stan, don't talk crazy. I was thinking I'd send Timmy out there once a month, make sure there's nothing there.
What difference does that make? That ain't going to make any difference in the world. You send him out.
Well, you're getting bad publicity right now because there was a piece of a tire that sat there for like 2 weeks.
You talk to him today. Is it still there?
I don't know. He just said he's been there for like 2 weeks.
Stop talking about stuff you don't know about.
Look at fair use.
Hey, don't even bark at me. And you want to send Big Tim down there so you think you can get a few bucks. If you want to adopt the road, you pay me.
I don't think that's how it works.
Adopt a road.
Look.
Cape Crape and Chowder. That means you have given money so that we can go and have the renovations done.
Forget I said anything. I'm just here to deliver you a message to let you know that your image has suffered in the public eye.
Has it really? And you're perpetuating. One guy, Tony, goes and starts mouthing off at you because there's a piece of tire on Stan and Annie Boulevard, and he's been driving back and forth for a week. One guy.
You decide to
call a 100,000-watt radio station and basically say to everybody listening that what our reputation is what?
Your reputation is compromised. Your reputation is...
Because one guy was talking your ear off. That's all it is. I don't care if there's a pizza tire out there.
If someone came to you and said, you know, your friend Tony, his food sucks, I would hope that you would come and tell me that in confidence.
Okay, Tony, you're not telling me in confidence, and I'm going to tell you your food
sucks. I most certainly am.
Have you looked at your parking lot where your sign is? There isn't even asphalt out there. There isn't even concrete. It's gravel and dirt and potholes. People can't even get into your parking lot after it rains, and you're telling me.
That's because of COVID.
That's because, I almost swore. That's because you don't upkeep it. You sit out there in your tornado, rain, middle of the summer, dead of winter, and you got that arm hanging out with that cigarette, and you just watch it all go to hell. You ever wonder why you've been struggling for the past 25 years?
You are such an ungrateful.
You're ungrateful.
Bastard.
And your leaky roof and the cracked floor in the ladies' room toilet that hasn't worked in at least 10 years. You got to put ice in it.
That's part of the charm.
That ain't part of the charm. That's a part of.
Why? You answer me this.
Do you have any pride in your restaurant? Any pride at all?
You answer me this.
What?
When some dive in Key West puts ice in the urinal, that's local charm. When I do it, it's sick.
You're in Cape Coral. It's a thriving city. You just celebrated 50 years. You got establishments all around you that are doing community events, that are holding various parties and gatherings, that support local charities, that are fighting the COVID stuff. You're just sitting in that shed shack and gravel parking lot rotting with your crappy food. Your food sucks.
Okay.
How do you like that? How do you want to can play this game?
You know what? I call and I try to do somebody a favor at every big time. I got to deal with your Polish ass.
Oh, now we're going ethnic. Now we're going ethnic, are we?
Damn right we are.
Yeah?
I try changing a light bulb.
Oh, we're going there. You piece of dirt. You're a low-life piece of dirt. I'm ashamed to say I was ever a friend of yours.
You know what? If you were stuck to the bottom of my shoe, I wouldn't even bother to scrape you off.
I'm sending the health department out there now. I'll bet you they'll find 20, 30 violations. How would you like to be shut out of that for good?
Then I'll see you on the side of the road,
and I'll throw you a quarter.
You're like a big zit I'm about to pop.
Oh, yeah? I dare you to pop it. You remember when I punched you in the face?
Oh, come on.
Remember that time?
You hit me in the face, yep. You rat bastard.
And I'll tell you now, after all these years, I meant it.
You are untrustworthy.
You're untrustworthy. You're a swindler, a grifter, you're everywhere looking for a buck.
You are not a nice man.
You're not a nice man.
No, you're not
you're
a nice
not
man.
A, you're not a...
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it.
home?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. You all right?
Hello.
You okay? Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Bear with me. I'm a little tired this afternoon. I got 90 minutes of my life taken away that I can't get back. Happened last night about 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Sorry, can't get that back. I'm watching a barrel fire for about 90 minutes.
Are you talking about the Chris Wallace show?
Now I'm going to... Yes. I think you might have said it too. I warned you about him. He's
a fraud.
He's 70 and nothing like his daddy who lived about 90 something.
His daddy at 70 was in his prime.
Oh, I know. He kept going until he was like 90. And let me put it this way.
For those of you, I know it's a generational thing. But there's no way in the world I could picture Mike Wallace sitting at a presidential debate tossing softballs for 90 seconds defending Joe Biden.
Yeah. I hope they don't have another one. I don't want to see that stuff.
You're right. It's elder abuse.
Yeah. I should have watched the Yankee game. I should have.
Was that any good?
Yeah, they won like 10 to something. 10
well, isn't
to 4.
Everybody in the playoffs?
Virtually this year. Virtually everybody.
Because I know the Florida teams are in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are. Tampa
Yankees
Bay.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
What about the Angels? They in the playoffs?
I think so.
Twins?
Twins?
Who's not in the playoffs?
I want to say 16 teams of the, how many are there, 32 Major League Baseball, 16 teams.
Well, I know there's 32 NFL teams.
How many MLB teams are there, Junior? But 16 of them made the playoffs, 8 from each league.
And they're doing the same thing in the NFL this year, where they're going to end up with a 9-7 or 8-8 team making the playoffs.
That's ridiculous. How many teams?
30.
30 teams. 16, so over half make the playoffs. Oh, Haney. I had to get up again at 5 o'clock this morning to get my work done so I could go see my...
Get your head examined?
Yep. Next step. He wants me
Did you hit your deductible? Has that been acknowledged?
Yes, I've hit my deductible. But I still had to pay today because I haven't reached my out-of-pocket yet.
What? What's the difference between deductible and out-of-pocket?
Here's how...
What, are they two different things?
Yes.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Here's how at least my insurance works. You hit your deductible, okay?
Okay, we don't have the same anymore.
No. Yours is worse. You hit your deductible... Where I've hit, let's put it this way.
All I can say is thanks to President Trump bringing down prescription drug prices.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You know, what is, I heard last night during the debate Chris Wallace say to, you want to change seats? How about you just leave your seat? So at any rate, you get your 900, I think mine's like a 900. Yours, I think, is $4,000. So I get my deductible met, because in the last 2.5 weeks since I was sick, 3 weeks, I've spent over $1,000 on this.
Getting your head examined.
Out of pocket.
Yeah.
Then, so I'm thinking today.
Because I know you've been griping about it.
Yeah, so I'm thinking today as I'm cashing out.
You hit your deductible. You're like, you know
I'm
you
gold.
Have. But then there's something called out of pocket.
Yeah, that's all. So I'm gold. I met my deductible. I don't have anything to worry about this visit. See you later, doc, nurses, receptionist.
You're feeling good.
I'm out of here. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Stan, please come back. Come back.
We'll need you at the billing desk, please.
We'll need you at the billing desk. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No. I'm done with the billing desk.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. Yes, you have met your deductible. You have not met your out-of-pocket.
What does that even mean?
I called my wife from the parking lot of the doctor's office, and I said, look up what the hell does deductible and out-of-pocket mean.
Because I thought that was the same thing.
Because I was throwing down the credit card again.
I thought it was the same thing.
No. Here's what happens. When you meet your deductible, you pay for everything. You just pay.
Yeah.
Once you meet that,
you start your out-of-pocket. What the hell is that?
Where the office visit, you have a 20% copay. That's your out-of-pocket. So you get it discounted, but it's a 20% out-of-pocket. And I'm like,
so once you meet your deductible, then you're into the copay.
Right.
But I thought the copay was part of the...
Not until you meet your deductible.
And then it's just a permanent copay?
No, until you meet your out-of-pocket expense. Now, of course, we're coming to the end of the year, so that will all recycle in January.
Stan, it sounds to me like it's just a larger deductible that they call a different thing.
Yeah. And so I asked my wife, I said, what is this BS?
Well, that's what you get when it's a $900 one, huh?
Well, you got to pay blankety-blank $1,000 before it's all good.
So in other words, it ends up like mine.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty close.
Never thought I'd be with the honest insurance company that just says, look, you don't really have a choice, and here's the way it is.
Guess what? You're sick, you're going to pay me $4,000.
Yep. Now, yours, they do happy talk, and your deductible's only $900.
Hey, that's good.
But that doesn't count your out-of-pocket.
No, that won't be... that. Well, I might
meet Once you meet the out-of-pocket, then there'll probably be a convenience fee.
Convenience fee, and then the year ends, and it rolls over and starts all over again.
Yeah, I love when you go through contracts and you see things like courtesy fee.
Yeah. What is the new fee that they got on there? My dentist has it for the smocks and the PPE.
Oh, yeah, COVID fees.
Yeah, that's an added fee. But I got to go. They want me to have a procedure done now.
Oh, no. All of this to end up at a procedure?
Yeah.
I thought you said that it was quick and easy and not like the old days and they could do it easily.
It is quick and easy. It's an inpatient thing. Look, you remember because you have sinus problems. Remember when they told you they had to cut and scrape?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. They insert and inflate.
So is that the procedure?
Yeah. You know how they do with the heart valves.
But you told
me
it was no big deal.
He said it. Just think of it as going to the dentist for a major procedure.
And knowing you, you'll intend on working that day and show up with your head in the clouds.
He said he wouldn't recommend it. He said, but, most people can leave and lead a normal life afterwards.
Oh, is this going to be like that allergist that said, you know what, it's going to be a painful year, but once we're done with all of these injections, you'll never have to worry about it again. Is this going to be one of those things where it goes on forever?
I don't think so. He said once the procedure's done, he says it's a relatively
new procedure.
So
it's like an angioplasty.
Yes.
With the balloons.
Yes. But it's a nasalplasty. Instead of a heart angio, it's a nasal, and that's exactly what it's called. He looked in there, he said, Stan, you're messed up. And I also have a slightly deviated septum, but that goes back to the 80s.
Sure. Yep. We were in Florida, we were young, we were radio studs.
Yep. That goes back to the 80s, that's nothing new, but it stays.
And we were so smart. You and I were radio stars and decided, you know what would be a great idea? This'll throw them. Let's get married young.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Yeah,
96.
That's right.
K-Rock. Yeah, we got the world in the palm of our hand.
Yep.
Yep. What did it get us? cut off at the wrist.
A couple of idiots.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Coming up on the show today, we're going to do Stan's audio grab bag here. Local beat and are you smarter than Haney? Up for grabs, a pair of tickets and a parking pass to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We'll do that in about 1 hour.
I think you're more impartial than I am when it comes to the debate last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not saying much.
Mm-hmm.
It's well known where I stand.
Yeah, I know.
But because
all Southwest Florida knows.
Because you're more like a Chris Wallace.
How dare you?
Honestly, can you see Biden in the Oval Office?
Here's the thing.
I saw an old man who's like a deer in headlights.
As I heard last night, he was able to go over the low bar that was set for him.
Which you predicted.
Yep.
Come on, man.
And I think Trump would have won the debate had he had a more middle-of-the-road moderator, and he didn't interrupt so much. His interrupting didn't help him.
He really had no choice,
but
though.
When it's two against one, you don't have a choice. But I was highly disappointed with the whole thing. Because nothing was accomplished. Nothing was accomplished. Nothing. It made for a good barrel fire.
Because I legitimately wanted answers out of Biden. And when Trump would bring up the things I want to know about, Wallace would jump in immediately.
That's my problem. Because he may be on Fox News, but he is by far the most liberal on Fox News, other than a couple of the talking pundits that are up there. But it's neither here nor there. They're going to do two more of these things if Biden's up to it.
My point in that being admittedly biased, I was watching it and I was thinking, can I picture this guy going up to the lectern?
Very good.
Huh? In a moment of crisis and addressing the nation.
Yes, he would do it. He would be told what to say. And here's another thing that I noticed, and I don't blame Trump for this. It's the way he operates. You're allowed to take notes. Biden was jotting things down and looking at his paperwork, his little notes, all night long. Trump, which it didn't fit the Chris Wallace model or the Biden model, Trump was shooting from the hip. I don't think he wrote or brought any piece of paper with him.
No, because Trump knows what he believes. Biden's not sure.
So, yeah, grab bag brought to you by...
You know what I mean? It's easier to tell the truth than a lie, because you don't have to think about
brought
it.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Why are you laughing at me?
U.S. 41... North Naples.
It's true.
I understand.
You can shoot from the hip when you know what you believe and what you're talking about.
The whole thing last night was an embarrassment for both President Trump having to resort to what he did and the way that it was set up. It achieved no purpose.
And I think that falls squarely on Chris Wallace.
As a matter of fact, I much rather would have watched this.
We now present the presidential debate, interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey. This has been the presidential debate, as interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
You know what I've thought?
By the way, Tony and me, I think, had a better debate than going back and forth than Trump and
Biden. Well, you always, for sure. Well, that's because you and Tony are both better than Biden.
Yeah.
You know what I found interesting? And it's something you normally don't hear about, but I ran across it for some reason. It came up in the news feed. You know, there's the after debate poll. Who won? I didn't really see any of those, except one. Univision carried the debate, translated into Spanish.
That had to have been hard.
And they asked their viewers who won the debate.
Yeah.
66% of Spanish speakers said Trump won hands down.
Most of them are conservatives, and they love Trump. Dateline, North Dakota. I don't know how many. Did you might have done this in the news, or I saw it in the news yesterday.
Well, you could have dreamed it. Who knows?
I could have dreamed it. Someone in North Dakota posted a photo they saw of a car in a McDonald's drive-thru with a vanity plate. The vanity plate said HMBRGLR, Hamburglar. So the
who would go to that much effort?
Well, I'll tell you who. So once it was posted, a reporter tracked down the owner. Her name is Jody Butts. Turns out Jody...
I wonder how her childhood was.
...is a McDonald's super fan.
I pulled up in the drive-thru, and in front of me was his car. I looked at the license plate, and it said, Hamburglar.
I come here for lunch Saturday and Sunday. Hello, thank you, Ethan. I have collector's items all over the place, cookie jars, Little Tykes, McDonald's, everything.
Why?
That's her thing. That's her bag. Like Junior has...
Is that her identity?
Yeah, like Junior has all of the, what are they, action comics? Marvel. Marvel. He's got all those.
Well, I thought he was a DC guy.
I don't know.
How dare you?
Now, who is DC again? Is that Superman and Batman? Don't like them?
No.
Well, who's Marvel?
Marvel is a...
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Captain America.
Yes. Iron Man.
Thor. Mothra. The fog, smog monster.
That was kind of B-list stuff when we were kids.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. This happened just north of Tampa. A 32-year-old woman named Amanda Brown, is facing fraud and theft charges after she set up a GoFundMe page for a murder victim's family. Raised $12,000.
Okay.
And then spent the money on herself, going shopping and...
She can rot. She got caught, and now she's going to have to pay for what she's done.
We opened up an investigation to find out what was going on with that account.
Is that
we
Super
have her
Dave?
All of the county spending money. She's at a Walmart. She even went and paid a $1,300 water bill. This one right here is really as bad as it gets.
Yeah. Raise some money.
Was that Funkhauser?
Yeah, it could have been. I hope Junior has the picture. This is a pretty blonde newscaster.
How do people do that?
They have no conscience.
I would not be able to live with myself.
There's a pretty little newscaster in South Carolina. She was arrested in South Dakota after she broke a bottle over a man's head during an argument about politics.
What, that's illegal?
They got her.
I thought that was fine.
And she's a person in the public eye. She's a cute little blondie.
Two of them began arguing. They know each other. They're not in any type of relationship. The victim said that it was some type of political argument. The suspect ended up grabbing a beer bottle and then swinging that and hitting the victim in the head. The victim, looks like paramedics came. He refused medical treatment, was going to go on to see a doctor on his own, but it looked like he was probably going to need some stitches. So the suspect was arrested for the aggravated assault. Last name is Raisler. First is Cammie. Middle is Joe. And she's 28 from Columbia, South Carolina.
Ooh.
Told you. She's a little blondie news reporter.
Yep. Well, I was told by a little blondie that it's not illegal when a woman does it.
Right. By the way, Junior, you know where it is, and you've been back here long enough to get the search going. Where is that picture you saved of that mugshot of that girl that I fell in love with?
I don't know. I'm kind of digging this bottle-breaking blonde.
You can save that. I told you you'd like it. Remember the one? And every time you throw it up, it would put me at ease. What was her?
Oh, the one that sold her boyfriend down the river.
Yeah. And you had it in your files.
That may have been D-Train.
And he had it, too.
He'll deny it.
I know. We heard this going on outside, and I can understand how there'd be a misinterpretation. Everybody in the building was coming up to Haney and I, mainly Haney, because they wanted to get his reaction about, did you hear Eric Trump is a member of the LGBTQ community and that he's come out? And it was like, what are you talking about? He was on Fox News, and the way it came out of his mouth sounded like he was, but he's not. Take a listen to what he said, and you can understand how that's not her. That's not her.
Why would you do that, Junior? That is so disrespectful.
Yeah, that's not her. Here's Eric Trump. And to some, I can understand it sounded like that.
LGBT community, they are incredible, and you should see how they've come out in full force for my father every single day. I'm part of that community, and we love the man, and thank you for protecting our neighborhoods, and thank you for protecting our cities.
Oh, well, welcome to the club, Eric. That's what everybody thought.
No, yeah, I mean, they try.
It was his phrasing of it that came out that way.
But they try and smear Trump.
I know.
All the friggin' time. All the gay and lesbian community needs to know one name. Rick Grinnell. Look it up.
Yep.
The man made history.
Stop. That's not the picture.
He is going through some of the worst mugshots we've ever had, and I don't appreciate it one bit.
If you're doing that, put up a photo montage of the worst mugshots ever.
Oh, my God.
I know. Do you
name? I wouldn't make a good judge.
We've talked about this guy.
I'd lock them all up.
I know. Well, most of them are. We've talked about this guy, Coyote Peterson. He's the guy that will let the most fierce insects, bugs, murder hornets. He'll let them sting him so he can describe what it feels like. He's got a TV, YouTube, he's everywhere. He gets the deadliest bugs and he lets them bite them or sting them. How much do you think this guy makes a month to let insects from around the world sting him? How much? A month. Junior, guess? A month.
I'm going to go with like 1,000.
I don't know how people on YouTube make money.
He makes per month letting these bugs bite him. You know, how much is it worth to have these things bite? $300,000 a month.
What?
I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to be bitten by the giant desert centipede.
Worse than a bullet
and then
sting.
He just describes
it's a different pain than any sting I've taken. It's searing. It is absolutely searing. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't compose words right now, man. Just cut the cameras. We gotta get the venom extracted. We gotta get some venom on my arm.
Okay, we're calling a lid.
Cut the cameras.
Yeah, $300,000 a month.
Get that off the screen. Please.
Oh, he'll leave that up there. If you didn't tell him, he'd leave that up there for...
Put the blonde. There we go. Can you live with that, Stan?
Yes, I can. A couple of celebrity passings from our childhood.
The first one.
Oh, there's been a couple.
Yeah, Helen Reddy. You might remember her.
I am woman, hear me roar. In numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back.
She was 78.
Cause I've heard it all before. And I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever
take that off
gonna
the screen.
Keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise. But it's
if you don't take that off the screen, that one's fine. But you put that other picture up, Stan and I will go back to a certain pornographic video on a loop.
I am strong.
The one where President Trump is with AOC.
He's never seen that.
That's hilarious.
The other passing, also 78.
And
singer, songwriter.
Should have been a guest on this show, but yep. We could never get him.
Talking about Mac Davis. Mac Davis passed away at 78. He wrote Elvis Presley's hit, In the Ghetto. Had several hits on his own.
Was a superstar.
Was an actor. Remember him in North Dallas 40. He was the quarterback.
He had a variety show. Yep. Highly rated for 2 years.
And had a longtime feud with Glenn Campbell.
Yep.
Here you go. Mac Davis. One of the greats.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning. A little baby child.
He was Sheriff Buford too on King of the Hill.
Just keep it friendly, girl, cause I don't want to leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, cause I can't breathe.
Everybody, baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
He was one of
the greats. And for about a decade, he could do no wrong.
Could do no wrong. He was everywhere. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back.
I like this little blonde newscaster.
I know, that's why I said bring the picture up. I knew you would fall in love with her.
Look at her little sarcastic dimples in her mugshot.
Yeah. She knows what she did. Naughty girl. Naughty, naughty.
Haven't I learned my lesson?
You should have by now.
She'd murder me in my sleep.
Yep. Well, she hit a guy over the head with a bottle.
Well, that's nothing.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
You walk it off.
When we come back to Local Beat, proof once again that our law enforcement in Southwest Florida is some of the best. And if you're a bad guy, it
you don't
want
to be in Lee County.
Don't matter. I think this one's Collier. You don't want to be in Southwest Florida. They'll pull out all stops if you're a bad guy.
Yeah,
no matter what.
They're shocked when they come across Alligator Alley because we don't play games like they do on the East Coast.
I'll tell you in the Local Beat coming up. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96 K-Rock.
And they're great companions on a trip. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's the Wednesday edition of the broadcast. And in about another 25 minutes or so, the lovely Carly will be joining us as we get a random Stan and Haney listener to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, pair of tickets and a parking pass to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. So stick around for that. Always a popular prize, and it's nice that they brought Hollow Scream back this year with all the things going on. All right?
I'm going to get back to normal.
Yep. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So get ready to do even more on your device than ever before.
Sit back and enjoy reliably fast speeds for all your streaming needs and to power all your devices. Stay connected on the go with over 19 million free Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, with the Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots app, you can find hotspots near you, create a list of your favorite locations, and even set your device to automatically connect in the future.
You can stream thousands of free TV shows and movies with the Xfinity Stream app included with your internet at no additional cost.
Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots included with performance internet and above. Performance starter and below not eligible. Available in select areas. Requires compatible Wi-Fi enabled device.
To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. Junior, that's not the mugshot either. That's not the girl.
He is really just... You not talk the... about trying patience.
He's trying to... She was a lot prettier than that.
She was a blood boiler.
Yeah, she was a blood boiler. She was a naughty girl, but she was a blood boiler. It's... And we were talking about Mac Davis passing away, and we also talked about that he and Glenn Campbell had a feud.
Which we didn't know until Glenn Campbell told us.
And apparently the way the story, because he would call him by his real name, Mike Davis. Oh, you're talking about Mike Davis, aren't you? No, Mike Davis. Naughty, naughty. You guys know that Glenn Campbell slept with Mac Davis's wife. Then he married her. After Mac Davis and her got a divorce. Things, you know, whether it's Hollywood, Nashville, Branson, things happen, okay? And they had a long feud. But rest in peace, Mac Davis.
It's all over now.
It's all over. Let's do the local beat, because this, once again, our law enforcement, I salute our law enforcement here in Southwest Florida. Biden couldn't say law enforcement last night, but I'm telling you right now.
He couldn't say his own name.
Our law enforcement is the best. And here's an example.
And we're very, very proud of them.
Here's an example where they will go to any extreme.
Well, they don't let things get out of control in the first place.
Correct. And before I do this story, I mean, I'm trying to understand. We're older gentlemen now, Haney. When we were...
We're problematic.
Yeah, but
older white males.
When we were in our 20s, I don't think that I would go to this extreme to avoid the police. I was raised to respect the police. This 20-year-old thought it would be a little game. He lost. Headline. East Naples man arrested after stolen vehicle pursuit ends in canal. And it didn't stop the police. Deputies arrested an East Naples man yesterday following a vehicle pursuit that ended after a deputy swam through a canal to take the man personally into custody. Pedro Luis Padilla, age 20, is facing charges of grand theft auto, fleeing and eluding, driving with a suspended license, and resisting arrest without violence, because he had no choice at that point. I mean, seriously, okay, you're 20. I mean, when I was 20, I didn't do this. Oh, I was crazy, but I didn't do this.
You were crazy.
Oh, I was nut. Deputies responded Tuesday morning to calls of a stolen vehicle spotted at a gas station near the intersection of Collier Boulevard and Manatee Road. The black 2004 Ford truck had been reported stolen out of Collier County way back on August 31st when a relative of the victim recognized the vehicle. Wait a second. I know that truck. Deputies attempted to stop the stolen vehicle, which instead led them on a pursuit for 27 miles. Padilla averaged speeds of 60 miles per hour throughout the 23-minute incident. Here's, and look, we got the footage too, Haney. Look at this.
What the?
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. Aviation units tracked Padilla as he made his way to a dead-end street in Golden Gate Estates, where deputies disabled the vehicle along 47th Avenue Northeast. Padilla then left the truck and dived into the canal to escape arrest. A deputy followed him into the water and swam the 40-foot canal to the other side. Padilla stopped running when he saw an agency helicopter hovering overhead. And we've got the footage. We'll post it.
You make a deputy swim a 40-foot canal to arrest you? It's not going to put him in the best of mood.
The deputy handcuffed Padilla, but seeing that the deputy was alone on the other side of the canal without backup, get a load of this. The helicopter pilot landed his chopper in an empty field, and the tactical flight officer, who also was on board, deplaned to assist the deputy on the ground with the suspect. So you got one deputy that ran, swam the 40-foot canal. He's over there by himself. The chopper, with two officers on board, land the thing and go assist.
Well, you know the old saying, you might outrun my old Chevrolet, but you can't outrun my old two-way.
Backup units arrived on the opposite side of the canal to transport Padilla, who now faces charges for stealing the truck and for leading deputies on a pursuit. And amazingly enough, Haney, nobody was injured during the incident. Don't mess with our guys, and gals.
No thanks to him. He did his best to cause as much trouble as he could.
And there is some great footage. There is that was captured by the chopper. See, there he goes into the canal. Our audience will be able to see this on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I shared it.
Awesome. You need to see this. This is amazing. And by the way, if you haven't liked and followed the Stan and Haney Facebook page, you might want to, because it's things like this, stuff that Haney and the news talk about. You want to see what the mugshots? You want to see the horrific mugshots?
Well, that's you're right. The photography from the aerial unit is outstanding. Yeah.
Go to the official Stan and Haney Facebook page. And you know how to find that? Go to stanandhaney.com, click the link, it'll take you to our official. And before all this digital stuff started here, we had our Stan and Haney Facebook page. That's the one that you need to follow along with us during the show. Like it, follow it. When we come back, a random, lucky Stan and Haney listener will go head-to-head with Mark Haney in another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? Busch Gardens, Hollow Scream tickets, and a parking pass. Very important there, too. Up for grabs. We'll do it next.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. If we do get some traffic, it will be the first time this week. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, but it is Wednesday, 3:35, and that means, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Carly has joined us in studio. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
You know what? Would you like, and I think Haney will agree to this, would you like some Pop Rocks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of stuff.
Hold on. What flavor would you like?
What are my options?
Green.
A purple. blue.
I'll do blue.
All right. It's Tropical Punch.
Perfect.
There you go. Junior, you want a Pop Rock? Hold on. What? Hold on. What?
Give me a pink one.
Oh, there's not that many of those. Is that my favorite? That's the bubble gum.
This is the last pink one.
That's my favorite. Are you going to take that from me?
Do you have any blue?
Yeah, I got another blue. Come in here and get it.
I thought blue was your favorite.
I got two different kinds of blues. I've got Blue Raz and I've got
Tropical Punch.
Tropical Punch.
They're both blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both blue flavored, so it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter. Oh, thanks.
Jeez, you can't even catch.
Jesus.
Well, he's not an athlete.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had Pop Rocks, Carly?
It's been a long time. I do like them, though.
Yeah, they're good.
You should have had them when we had them.
Well, yeah, when we
the
were
original
children.
Pop Rocks, they were actually dangerous.
Yeah, they had to outlaw them.
They'd blow up. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it would really hurt you.
It's like now, you could take that whole pack and just shovel it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And nothing will happen. If you did that with the old Pop Rocks.
Kids tried about it, and we read about it in the back of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, we did. Where you could get those x-ray specs.
Yeah. I used to like Fun Dip, where you dip the sugar in the sugar.
Oh, my daughter used to go
the Fun
and
Dips,
use it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get the
It's
the
like
stick.
The stick of sugar and, that you put in the sugar.
Yep.
Do you know cotton candy was invented by a dentist?
Really?
Yeah.
Just little things you didn't know.
I'm kind of known for that.
Yeah, always have been. Time now to play Are You Smarter?
You know what they do in South Korea?
What? What?
You can order takeout from any restaurant, including McDonald's.
Okay? You can do that here?
Uh-huh. Yes, you can. But in South Korea, when you're done with your Big Mac and all that,
yeah,
all you do is set it outside your door, and the same delivery man will come and pick up your trash.
Imagine the garbage, a good gust of wind, a rainstorm come by. What a mess. What a mess.
Well, they'd have to clean it up.
Yeah, but it would be it would be at your front door.
But it wouldn't be your problem.
What an eyesore.
Otherwise, they'd bring shame on their whole family.
time to play. Are
And men wear makeup
okay,
there.
Are you smarter than
Honest
Haney?
To God, I was reading this stuff, and I'm like, Who knew? Who knew?
Six categories.
Was that Junior or Carly?
What? Cracklin?
Pop Rock, yeah.
Six categories. First person to get all six, whether it's Haney or the Stan and Haney listener, will win. And if you defeat Haney, you'll get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream and a parking pass. Carly, explain right now, if somebody wins this, what do they need to do and how is it done?
I don't have the links for them quite yet, but we should get them very soon. And then you're going to get the parking pass and ticket and all the information you need via email.
And it'll send you. They don't even have to come to the radio station.
Nope, they just get
it'll
it right then
be,
and there.
Just be sent to the radio station.
Well, I mean, what? Do we have to go to the park for them, too?
No.
We got to go ride roller coasters for them?
I remember when I used to have to pick up tickets at the park. They would let the park know, and then you'd have to go to, like, the will call.
No, I mean, it seems like this is incredibly easy.
Oh, it's so easy.
Like, all they have to do is go to the park.
Yep.
They get all their stuff by email.
Right there, ready and waiting.
It seems like Carly has to do all the hard work.
She does.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's play.
And I hope they appreciate that.
Sometimes she wonders. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter
than when she's
than
not doing
me,
everybody else's job.
I would like to
True.
See you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free.
Come on, Carl.
If you prove you're smarter than me.
She might surprise you one day, Stan.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Work. Stand
Nothing trick.
Let me know if you want a pixie stick.
Oh my God.
Yours
there, go ahead.
Free.
Pick out your flavor.
Matching wits with Mark Haney.
You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, and you lose.
All right, we're ready to roll now.
We're ready.
Pop Rocks, Pixie Sticks, we're ready.
Got a good sugar rush going right now, Carly.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600, Busch Gardens, Hollow Scream. Tickets up for grabs. I'm going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. Does not necessarily mean the first person I talk to. If I can't understand you, if we have a smart ass like last week, I'll move to another one. So don't bitch, I was on there, we wanted to play. Too bad. All right, let's see what... Ahoy, who's this?
Not necessarily.
This is Jake.
No, I can hear us in the background, Jake. Sorry.
You didn't give him a chance.
He would have
turned the radio down.
I don't care. I didn't feel right.
All right.
Ahoy, who's this?
Jenna.
Jenna? Would you like to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Are you familiar with the game?
I've never played it before.
I understand, but are you familiar how the game is played? Evidently not. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener. I don't want background noise. I don't want somebody on and never played and don't know why I'm calling. I just heard Busch Gardens. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, it's Jody.
No. I'll know.
And he doesn't have to explain.
Ahoy, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, would you like to play?
Sure.
Are you familiar how the game's played?
I'm not.
Oh, too bad. 277-9600. Busch Gardens, Hollow Scream, up for grabs. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you want to play?
Yes. I'd love to play.
You familiar how the game's played?
I am.
All right, say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hello, Carly.
Hello.
And your name is Brian?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, let me write your name down right next to Haney's.
How are you going to spell it, with an I or a Y?
B-R-I-A-N.
I had no say in the matter, so it's an I.
All right, I got you. I got an I there. And yeah. And Haney, H-A-N-E-Y. All right, the categories. And by the way, Brian, Carly's here. You can use her as a lifeline for one of the categories that you don't want to answer. She'll answer it for you. But you must say, I'd like to use my lifeline before I ask the question. Understood?
Yes, sir. She's very reliable. Thank you.
All right. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. Haney. Which U.S. state's name begins but doesn't end with the letter A?
Arkansas.
You are absolutely correct. You are on the board. Remember, if your opponent cannot answer the question and that category is open, you can steal. Brian, category.
I'll go with geography as well.
Geography as well. All right, Brian, in geography, what is the only planet in the solar system, our solar system, that is named after a female figure? Only planet in our solar system named after a female figure.
Venus?
You are correct, Venus. Carly, did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature... Sports and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. All right, Haney. Who, multiple choice. There's three choices, so if you get it wrong,
Brian can steal with two choices.
Oh.
Haney, who did not play the villain Two-Face in the Batman movies? Tommy Lee Jones, Aaron Eckhart, or Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer.
You are correct. It is Val Kilmer. Entertainment down for Mark Haney. Brian, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, science. Sports and leisure. You have Carly as a lifeline. Junior, pay attention to the game and stop swallowing Pop Rocks.
I'd like to go entertainment with Carly, please.
Oh, okay, Carly. Entertainment for Brian.
It's the worst category.
You don't like that category?
I don't like that category.
Oh, I thought it was yours. That's okay. You'll do fine.
You gotta admit, though, arts and literature is worse.
Yeah, that one is pretty hard.
All right. In entertainment for Brian. Carly, who travels around in a British police box that's larger on the inside than it is on the outside? Everybody in this room, I think, knows it, and it is
except for me.
And it is as popular today as it was.
Can I give her a hint?
No,
it's for him.
He can't give her a hint.
All right, hold on, Brian. Would you like Haney to give Carly a hint so you can get the category?
That would be much appreciated.
All right, fair enough. It's all agreed upon. See, this is how the Biden and Trump should have done it.
You're a good mediator, right. Stan.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
So you remember the question?
Yes.
Who?
What?
Who?
Let me play.
I told you I don't like this category.
Let me read it to you again.
Like science and nature, people.
Who travels around in a British police box that is larger on the inside than it is on the outside?
I would imagine it would have to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Who?
Doctor Who?
Yay!
Always pulls a rabbit out of
What's
the hat.
What's that from? I don't even know what that is.
That's a British program that has been on for like 50 years, and it is still as popular today.
Yeah, it's more popular now than it was then.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That was amazing.
But you got it, though. You got it, thanks to Carly.
Good job, Carly.
Thanks.
Haney, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
I'm just getting it out of the way.
You're welcome, okay? And it's random. Haney, in arts and literature, what woodwind instrument is sometimes called a licorice stick?
Well, I know that one well because it used to make your daughter cry.
I know.
Clarinet.
Yep. In arts and literature, category down. Brian.
Why didn't you stick with that?
Because it made my daughter cry.
But you got good at it, didn't you?
Here was the deal that I made with learning to play the clarinet. This was on the show, by the way. I went to a store, bought or rented one of the clarinets that, you know, like if you were in band, you could rent. Took it home, looked at the videos, looked at the music, was able to learn a complete song. Came into the studio, played the song on the air, and then I took it apart and gave it back to the music store.
And it made your daughter cry?
Oh, because she was an infant then, and a reed instrument in the house, and I'm just like playing away, and it's squeaking, and the poor kid was losing her mind.
I made my daughter cry with it as well because we made her do it in the band.
You made her play the clarinet in band?
Yeah. After a few years, she was crying, saying, "Can I please stop?" So we had to give in.
All right, Brian, we're up to you. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Fix your computer. You need to
reboot that. Reboot that. I'm potting you down because that is horrible.
Arts and literature, please.
Arts and literature. Going along with Haney.
Ah.
Let's see. All right, let's see. All right, this is, okay, take a stab at it. What U.S. This is in Arts and Literature, Brian. What U.S. president confessed to TV executives, "I'm someone who has a deep emotional attachment to Starsky and Hutch"?
Hmm.
You want to hear it again?
No, I think I've got it.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Carter.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Haney, you already have the category.
What was the question again?
What U.S. president confessed to TV executives, "I'm someone who has a deep emotional attachment to Starsky and Hutch"?
George W. Bush.
No, Bill Clinton. Haney, you do have control. History, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. In which sport do you do, in which sport do you shag flies?
Baseball.
Correct. Baseball. No bells or anything like this because Junior's trying to get his computer to work again. Brian, serve has just been broken, so you got some catching up to do. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
We'll go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Brian. I know the answer to this. Brian, from which side do you traditionally mount a horse? You're getting up into the saddle. Traditionally, what side of the horse do you get onto it?
That would be the starboard side, the right side.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
50-50 guess.
It's all right. It is. It's the left side. It goes back to knights not wanting their swords to get in the way.
Ah.
Haney, history, science, and nature.
History.
History for Mark Haney. I think we had that one. I can't ask that. Ooh, Haney, think about this in history. How many eyes are there on a U.S. $1 bill? How many eyes on a U.S. $1 bill?
Three.
Incorrect. Brian, you can steal.
I'm going to say two.
Incorrect. Anybody? Carla, you got to guess?
Four.
It is four. George Washington's in the pyramid and on the eagle. Four eyes. Four eyes.
Well, that would be five, wouldn't it?
No.
Does the eagle have an eye shut?
It's on the side.
It's
one
like
eye.
A side profile.
Side profile. One eye. All right. Because
I forgot about the eagle.
Yeah. Brian, category.
History, I'll take.
History. This is where you can make a little bit of a comeback.
Help.
Who is the one-eyed Greek? Who is the one-eyed
what
giant?
What is it with eyes?
I don't know. Who is the one-eyed giant of Greek mythology? Greek mythology, a one-eye.
Old one-eye.
Yep.
Cyclops?
Yes, the Cyclops. You are correct. Are you back up and running yet, Junior? No. Haney. History?
History.
Science and nature. History for Mark Haney. Haney, what Greek god is the ruler of the underworld? What Greek god is the ruler of the underworld?
Hades.
You are correct. It is Hades in history.
Mm, very good.
Brian, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go with science and nature.
Science?
Science.
What artificial sweetener based on sucrose was introduced in 1999? Introduced in 1999, artificial sweetener. I need an answer.
Aspartame, the old store?
No, incorrect. Haney? Wow. Science and nature, you're at match point. You can steal and win the game.
NutraSweet.
Incorrect.
Is it high toast corn syrup or whatever it was?
No. Splenda. Splenda. Nice. Haney has control.
Wait a second. Is Splenda NutraSweet? Is it the same thing?
I'm going with the answer. Splenda. Yeah,
Splenda is like a brand name.
It says Splenda. I'm going with Splenda.
I'll take it.
Haney, you're at match point.
Carly.
Science and nature. Here's how this works, Brian. If Carly cannot answer for Mark in science and nature, you have the category open, you can steal, and you will have control of the board.
Finish him.
I like it. Okay.
This is. I'm just reading the question before I ask.
Okay.
It.
Splenda is sucralose.
Okay. Splenda. I'm going with the name. it's what's on the card. Carly.
Yes.
For Mark Haney and the game. What kind of beam derives its name from light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation? Listen carefully. What kind of beam derives its name from light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation? Beam. A beam.
Can I give her a hint?
Oh, well, let's ask Brian. This is for Haney.
Yeah, I guess it's up to Brian.
It would be me giving her the hint, right?
Well, do you want to give her a hint?
I'll give her a hint.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Han Solo, it was his weapon. What was he wielding?
Like, I know who that is.
Oh, man.
Star Wars.
Oh, like a lightsaber, like a lightning beam?
A lightning, is that your answer?
A lightning beam.
Lightning beam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Brian, you can get the point.
I think it's laser beam.
It is a laser beam. Laser beam.
Wish I could have brought up a Dr. Evil clip. A laser.
Laser.
All right, Brian, you got control. Arts and Literature, Sports and Leisure.
By the way, Equal is the brand name of NutraSweet.
Thank you.
I'll go with Sports and Leisure again.
Sports and Leisure.
I don't like leaving things undone, Stan.
I know, you never have. In Sports and Leisure, Brian, who was Serena and Venus Williams' first tennis coach?
I'm going to say their father.
You're absolutely correct. The father. All right, you're both at match point. Haney, you get this, you win. You miss it, Brian will have a shot at match point. Haney has science and nature. Brian, you have arts and literature, but we got to do it. If Haney gets it, he wins, game over.
Finish him.
Haney, true or false? Oxygen is the first element on the periodic table. Oxygen.
False.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
It's false. The first element is hydrogen. Haney wins, but I'll tell you, Brian, you played a really good game.
And you know what else?
So did Carly.
He was honorable and gave Carly a legitimate hint.
Absolutely. Nice. Brian, Haney did beat you, so you have to say something to him in order to get the Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
To even compete with Haney, I'm ecstatic. Haney, you are by far smarter than me.
Well, you did good, Brian.
You did good, Brian. Well, I'm going to put you on hold.
Junior is going to tell you how to go about getting your prize. Remember, this is not a personal conversation. It's a transaction, okay?
Indeed, and Mike Chinopoulos has helped me more than once.
All right, you know. Very good. So, hold on, buddy.
Thank you.
And Carly, thank you for coming in. I know you have an extremely busy schedule, and thank you for spending some time and enjoying some Pop Rocks.
I know, they're very good. I am tasting the explosion.
I am so glad that you can come in here and get away from that for a little bit.
I know, me too. No one can find me in here.
Nice. Yeah,
we'll
see?
Take a
I
break.
Told you that light has superpowers out there.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Coming up, we're going to get you updated on traffic. Oh, no, we're not. I might even drop the whole segment because there is no traffic to report. I'm going to see in about a half hour. Of course, we got news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, the COVID affecting the NFL, Steelers-Titans game postponed because of 9 cases of COVID with the Titans. They're going to let it go a couple of days to see if more cases.
4 of those are players.
Yeah, and game's postponed. They're hopefully going to go and move it ahead a few days, but they're just waiting to see. I had numerous texts when I came in here today. What about the football pools? What about,
the game's been postponed.
Yeah, postponed.
But I wonder how many of those will turn out to be false negatives.
I don't know.
Or false positives, I mean.
Steelers-Titans postponed. Coming up.
I've known multiple people that have been told, you have COVID, only to find out a couple of days later, oops,
yep.
No, you don't really.
It'll be Mark Haney and the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
And a lot of people like Junior, they're disappointed to find out they don't have it.
Aw, shucks. He didn't hear you.
Nah.
In one ear, out the other.
Yeah, and if he did, it'd be in one ear, out the other. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay. What?
Well, I guess this is what's considered news. You did it on your grab bag. A woman is just... She's way too excited about McDonald's.
Yep.
And I don't get it.
The Hamburglar. Just does it for funsies.
You know, we learned a lot from President Bill Clinton.
Yes.
He first explained to us that he did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then when he had to answer questions about it later, he said things that we'll never forget, like, well, that depends on what the meaning of is.
Yes. Change the definition.
So, what does it mean when you're in a relationship? How do you even know that you're in a relationship? Well,
I got my ideas.
Evidently, you got to check off 10 things.
What? If you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
I think it is a mutual agreement between a man and a woman. Are we in a relationship? Yeah, I think we are. Okay, we're in a relationship.
That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, but now there's 10 things you got to check off.
Yeah, I don't think men have really had a vote in that for a long time.
I tend to agree with you. They'll let you know if you're in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one day I was driving my Camaro. Everything was fine, and then I found out I was getting married.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Oh. Well, that changes things, I guess.
Let me ask you something, and if it's too personal of a question, just say, I will not answer, like Biden.
did you propose to your wife, or were you told you were getting married?
You know what? That is completely unacceptable. I'll have you know, my dead son
did you propose?
I don't think so.
She just told you you're getting married.
Yeah, what about you? You seem like the type to propose.
I proposed to my first wife and my current wife. Yes, I proposed.
That was a conscious decision.
Yes.
I can't say the same. I figured I must have been drunk or something. Because one day it was just all happening.
It was done.
Yeah.
It's all the plans were made. And
and I was like, we're getting along well enough. I imagine we wouldn't be if I said, hey, what are you talking about? I figured that might be a deal breaker.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I didn't want to break up. But at the same time, I was like, whoa, right. Maybe I should have been consulted on this.
Yep. It is supposed to be, kind of a mutual agreement on that.
Yeah. Boy, I got to stop doing shots. An etiquette teacher fights off a ninja. And finally, a man's attempt to break his wife out of jail in a helicopter goes horribly wrong in more ways that we can count now.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you, laughter.
Yeah!
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi there.
The way this year is gone, I don't think it would surprise anyone that they're considering opening up a coronavirus theme park. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
rides and attractions at the coronavirus theme park.
Top rides and attractions at the coronavirus theme park.
Tunnel of social distancing.
Yeah.
Teacup full of Clorox ride. Buzz Lightyear's virus containing respiratory droplets blasters. Super spreader bumper cars. Pirates of the Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, she injected it right into her veins.
Bring up something embarrassing to me, Stan.
Something embarrassing?
Yeah.
You got hemorrhoids?
Hey, that's been discredited. Does that work? Does that work?
No.
Been completely discredited. By who? By, everybody. Discredited.
Okay. Come on, man.
Swiss family quarantine. Mr. Fauci's wild ride.
Living in America.
Big Thunder Mountain sneeze guard.
Harder than ever.
And finally, the very top ride at the coronavirus theme park.
Yes.
Wuhan Bat Jamboree. Yeah, well, I hate you, Claire's.
I hate you, Claire's.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
A very special email that came to us. On Monday, Haney brought in a picture that a young boy had made for us.
An 11-year-old boy.
8 years ago. Had a picture of him on it. And it had a little thing of how he's a big fan of the show.
Congratulating us on Stan and Haney Boulevard. He put this whole nice picture together.
And Haney's had that on his wall for years and years.
Yeah, and it's dated on there as September 22nd of 2012.
Junior contacted that person and remembers us very well.
Did he deny all knowledge?
No. And he said, tell Stan and Haney I'm going to be emailing them.
That's awesome.
Here we go. This is from Connor. We haven't seen him in 8 years. Dear Stan and Haney, wow. That brought back many memories. I still remember the Mario sound that would play when you guys went live. Whenever my mom picked me up from school. My mom is doing the same with my little brother right now. One of my favorite segments was Are You Smarter Than Haney? As me and my mom would always play along. These past 8 years have gone by extremely fast, but have also been the biggest parts of my life so far. I am now 19, in my second year of college. I have a beautiful girlfriend. I'm attending Santa Fe College, a sister school of the University of Florida, and will transfer to UF sometime next fall, earning my way towards a computer science degree. I have achieved part of my dream on becoming a member of the UF marching band. I play sax, even earning a spot on the social media team. I will be coming down to Fort Myers pretty soon and would love to meet you guys again and talk some more. Thanks for bringing me out of the Wayback Machine. Signed, Connor.
That's awesome. Good for you, Connor.
Our super fan.
Let me talk about that. Around age 11,
yeah,
we're really funny.
Yep. Then we phase out. We age out. And then it comes back at about 58.
Mm-hmm.
To death.
Yeah. Young kids were hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Then it comes back. Then they go away.
Yep.
Then it comes back at about 58.
Mm-hmm.
Superfan Scott. Guys, I watched on PBS the debate. So I completely missed the ESPN-style graphics and metrics like they had on CNN. Next debate, I may need to construct a quad screen display. Signed, Scott.
I didn't see that. What, CNN go over the top?
They have the, remember those graphs, like, dislike, we have people observing.
I can't watch that.
No. This is Tom from Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. I watched the debate last night. I think the president could have done better. Joe Biden was a little bit above the usual idiot that he always seems to be. Now, I never watch CNN, but switched over a few minutes following the debate to see their spin. OMG. Anderson Cooper is Ellen effing DeGeneres. I never knew Cooper was gay up until I saw a story that he and his male partner had made a baby somehow recently. I have seen Anderson Cooper numerous times on CNN News over the years. It's obvious to me after seeing him after the debate that he is making a transition. Love you guys. Signed, Tom.
Well, Tom, I would advise you to avoid CNN at all costs on New Year's Eve if you didn't know about the staff there.
Yeah.
Because when you get Anderson Cooper giggling and Don Lemon shirtless at a bar in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans.
My God. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's get The Guardian's take on the debate.
Wonder if he has any thoughts.
He does.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, Stan, you were right. The expectations were definitely less than expected in last night's debate. First, Chris Wallace did a bad job of controlling that debate. It also seemed that he favored Biden. Now, I could be wrong, but that's the way I saw it. Oh, that's the way we saw it, too. I also think that Biden...
Because that's what happened.
Yeah. I also think that Biden was very disrespectful to President Trump, calling him a clown and a liar.
Did you hear him use Islamic slang?
What did he say?
When Trump was talking about his tax returns, he goes, "So when will that be?" And Trump goes, "Soon. You'll see it soon." And Biden goes, "Inshallah."
Well, are you sure you were hearing all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Biden seemed to be a complete phony playing to the camera. And why would he not answer certain questions? And some of what he said was just ridiculous.
Well, Guardian, he wouldn't answer certain questions. And I know this may come as a shock to you because the answers would make him look bad.
Yeah. A good example saying Antifa was not a real thing. That was just an idea. That's stupid. Now, to me, it also looked like he had notes that he kept. Well, you're allowed, Guardian, you're allowed to keep your own notes. Trump used nothing. Looking down, he was reading something. Yeah, he was reading his notes.
And he had his earpiece in.
Yeah, probably. That would be my guess. I guess we can hope that the next one will be better.
At least I hope he had the earpiece in, because I was giving him credit for that when I saw him just staring out into space.
Well, no, he was thinking about his next answer. But he was doing that. Mm-mm-mm.
And then there was one time where he just closed his eyes.
Well, that was because he was trying to convey how ridiculous Trump sounded. And that he couldn't get a word in edgewise. That was Trump's problem.
Is that what he was doing?
Yes. Yes.
Because when he came out of it, his eyes looked very dilated when he did open them.
I just will say one thing before we go to the break.
They jabbed him in the ass, Dan.
Look at the suit Biden was wearing. Politicians going all the way back to Reagan. Carter. You wear a dark suit with either a blue tie, red tie. That's traditional for politicians.
Gang colors.
Yes. Biden was dressed like somebody's paw. He had some dark black tie on with white stripes that didn't pop.
And was it just me?
It was.
That was unnerved when Jill Biden came up and gave him a hug and she was all masked up.
Yeah, she was masked up, heavy masked up.
Meanwhile, Melania walks like she's walking on the runway.
Yep.
Past Biden.
Yep. Isn't she? She is so beautiful. We'll be back.
She's got it going on.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We will get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And right after that, I'm going to tell you how you can get some great deals just by going to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. About half-off stuff. Good stuff. All right, we got one thing on the board right now, and it's in Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Lee Boulevard at Westgate Boulevard, right by Alvin Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll check again in about another 30 minutes, see what we got. Go to 96krock.com, and you can save at Southwest Florida's best restaurants, businesses, and attractions. We got a special thing on the K-Rock website called Half Price Deals. Go on there and literally get half off coupons for great restaurants, attractions, services, a whole bunch of other stuff. All you got to do is go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app, and then you start saving. A lot of times we'll be giving away stuff on the air. You go check it out on the website. It's a half-price deal. 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. Ahoy.
Hey there, Stan.
Hey there, buddy. Who's this?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You guys been cracking me up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to do that once in a while.
You guys are something else.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What got you laughing today, Rodney?
When you were saying that funny stuff and talking about the debate and all that.
Oh, yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, boy.
Yeah,
that's probably the best 90 minutes of television I ever seen.
Wait a second, you're not going to tell me you enjoyed watching that last night, did you?
Oh, hell yeah. I had some Tostitos and I microwaved some of that Tostitos
Toasty, what did you warm up in the microwave?
Well, when you go down the corn chip aisle.
Oh, you're talking about Tostitos.
Yeah, restaurant style.
Yes, and you had some queso dip with that, too?
Yeah, because you know how normally you'd have to go to the condiments aisle to get your salsa and whatnot.
Yes.
But they started putting the Tostitos salsa right there by the corn chip, and then they started putting the queso.
Okay.
Queso cheese there.
Queso.
And it's so convenient because you can just, you put that jar in the microwave, yeah. But you want to make sure you loosen that jar. It'll take off like a rocket.
And it's Tostitos.
Tostitos. I love it. And we had the Tostitos.
Uh-huh. What'd you have to drink?
That was real good. I had the Miller High Life. Real top shelf beer. Yeah. I didn't want to skimp on it.
So for 90 minutes, you were watching the debate, eating Tostitos with queso, and downing Miller High Life.
Yeah, I had the queso and the salsa.
Yeah, and the salsa.
Yeah, well, one time I put the salsa and the queso together, and that was a bad idea.
Oh, people do that all the time.
But the salsa, when you put it in the microwave, boy, that'll burn the taste out of your mouth.
But you got to be cautious using that. I wouldn't recommend putting the jar in anyways. A lot of jars have metal tops on them.
Yeah, it's for convenience.
Yeah, and it doesn't belong in a microwave.
Well, I learned my lesson that way with a can of hot dog chili.
Okay. I'm glad. Sir, I appreciate you calling.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I'll never buy Castleberry hot dog chili again.
Castleberry hot dog chili?
Yeah, it's the one with the pull tab. You want to go ahead and invest in a can opener for a good quality Hormel chili.
All right, canned chili.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Is that why you called to tell me you liked the show because the debate talk was the highlight and you watched last night with Tostitos
and
Miller High Life?
If you really want to supercharge it,
look, I don't care.
Old El Paso started making taco meat in a Ziploc bag. You can microwave that, too. Right. Then you get it chunky.
You ever think of
just like at a restaurant.
Great. It's just like at a restaurant. You just were like a king in your castle.
And then that way, if you buy yourself some of that blended Mexican cheese, you can buy some of them hard taco shells, and then you got your meat, and you can put the cheese on it, and then you buy yourself some of that pre-sliced onions.
Mm.
But don't count on them more than a day, because they turn in a hurry.
Jeez, Rodney, living like a king. You married, man?
Yeah.
Kids?
Long time.
You know, married, kids in the house, I'm sure you're a treat.
Yeah.
Why did you call me, Rodney? I'm sure it's not
out,
okay.
Yeah, and we tried out our new TV trays last night. They worked out real well. I went all out on them on the Amazon. I got one that's got a built-in cup holder, if you can believe that.
That's great.
And for some reason, you can plug a USB cord into it.
Good for you. You got it all. You can charge the phone and everything. It's just life is so good for you right now. Look, what?
Yeah, and jeez. I mean, boy, did Joe Biden eat Trump's lunch.
What?
I mean, I watched that whole thing. That was the best thing I ever seen, and just zingaroo, zingaroo from Biden.
Okay. Yeah, he was good. He was on his game.
Trump tried to say something mad about him, and Biden was right there, and he says, okay, I'll see you and raise you one dead son.
Whoa!
I thought that took a lot of balls to just bring up your dead son out of nowhere, but boy, did that confuse Trump. Who can argue with that?
Look, he did bring up his son, but he was trying to bring him up as a hero. Okay. His other son was the one Trump wanted to talk about. I don't know why Biden decided to bring up his dead son, but he did.
Yep, right out of the blue.
All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, well, didn't seem like anybody else did either.
Correct. What did you call for? It's great you watched the debate. You had chili and queso.
I watched it all the way to the end.
I don't care.
And my God, did you watch at the end of it?
No, I went to bed.
My God, I thought Michelle Obama was a pretty woman, but did you get a look at that sweet hunk of meat that Jill Biden is? My God, the things I do to that woman.
She's a school teacher, okay? She's
can tell she is hot to trot. My God.
She loves her husband.
I mean, I'd rate that woman a PG-13. Right. I don't know, kids should be around that.
She loves her husband.
She just oozes sex appeal.
All right.
I look at her and the things that go through my head.
What did you think of that big mask she was wearing?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Melania does nothing for you, though, huh?
Well, she looks pretty stern.
Yeah, wouldn't put up with your crap. It's something wrong with you.
I don't want to say nothing disrespectful about the First Lady of the United States, even though I didn't vote for her.
She didn't run for anything. You're not going to vote for her.
Well, I'm voting for Dr. Jill Biden.
She's not running.
And I don't appreciate it when people call her a fake doctor. I'd let her treat me. When I see her wearing that mask, I think of, you know, like her wearing other gear made of leather.
Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Your wife let you smoke in the house as you're thinking lustful thoughts about Jill Biden?
Well, I got what I call my smoking room.
Uh-huh.
Some people call it a half bed. But I call it my smoking room, my office, and I just keep a chair in there and an ashtray.
and think about the Jill Biden, the former second lady.
Yeah. Sometimes I can hear the TV in there even. It's pretty comfortable. The half bed with a half mask.
Okay. So that's where you spend most of your time, I take it.
Yeah. My wife says a half bed and a half bath for a half ass.
Okay. Is there anything you want before I hang up on you? I appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys, and you was asking people to call in with Melanie or something.
No, it was just we were doing like a little promotion and thing.
And I spent all night long trying to write down things that I thought would be real funny for your show.
We were doing it yesterday. We're asking, what?
I think I texted you half of them.
I haven't looked
did you
at
get
my
them?
No. I told you that everybody was texting yesterday, and I couldn't look at these things. We were just thinking of a nice promotion for Stan and Haney, and we wanted to do it off the like the Relief Factor product that nobody knows what they're selling with the father and the son. You ever
what?
See? You ever see that commercial?
No.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. It relieves pain, and then they have people go in testimonials how thanks to Relief Factor, you know, my hand arthritis is all better now. And we were thinking about doing that for Stan and Haney. You know, thanks to Stan and Haney, my psoriasis is cleared up. What is?
Yeah, I came up with a bunch of them.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
All right, now?
Well, you apparently wrote them up. You were staying up after the debate, writing these things down. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was so inspired by Mr. Biden. I was just up all night just, you know. Widget after widget after widget, and it's just getting to me. Has Junior got a tape recorder?
Yeah, we're taping all of these if they're worth it.
Okay. Here we go. You tell me when you're ready.
I've been ready. I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be because you got about 30 seconds.
You want to do a countdown or something?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys got candy the other day. You want me to send you a Tostitos?
No! What do you got?
Thanks to Stan and Haney, I got a sack of rocks in my head.
What? 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 You don't get it. Try another one.
Thanks to Stan and Haney, I don't have to do that no more.
You don't get what we're trying to do with it. You're the only one that doesn't get it.
Thanks to Stan and Haney, tomorrow isn't promised.
What? What? Do you even know what you're... You wrote these all down and you texted them to me?
Yeah.
What else you got?
Thanks to Stan and Haney. No more of that Mickey Mouse crap.
I regret taking the call. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Okay, welcome to the show. You know, a lot of people I meet every day, I don't know what it is, but they always seem a little stressed out. It's probably the work environment or whatever. But there's a couple fixes for that I can think of right off the bat. One is a good stiff drink, or maybe even better, eating a half dozen or so of my heavenly hash brownies. What do you think? Yeah, baby! Oh, man, I remember back in culinary school, you know, I'd eat these things first thing in the morning before classes with my coffee. The rest of the day, I didn't give a rat's ass what happened, you know? But anyway, those were my psychedelic days. And I've already made a batch of these delicious heavenly hash brownies. Look at them. Aren't they nice? What do you think? Oh, those look so good. I can't resist. That's the love boat right there, folks. The good ship. Okay. I'm going to grease up a shallow 9x12 pan. I'm not going to use that Crisco oil junk. I'm going to use the real stuff, the hash oil. Grease that up good. Now here's the magic right here. Look at that. Look at that hashish. I get this from a friend of mine from Morocco who wishes wisely to remain anonymous. And this isn't like that pungent hashish. This is sweet. You could eat it like a cookie. It's so good. What happened? Whoa, hey, hold on. You people are changing colors on me. Changing colors here. Your friend Emerald is a little, what do we say in Italian? A little effed up. Okay, let's take a break for some music. Hit it, fellas.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Bam.
Yeah. Bam! You know, in real life, Emeril Lagasse just sold off everything to Martha Stewart. He does all of his products and stuff. He's a spokesperson now. He'll go and, you know, do a TV infomercial, but it's Martha Stewart that owns everything. Paid him like, I don't know how many millions of dollars. She took all it, the name, the logo, the, all of his stuff, and she owns it now.
Wow. Wouldn't that be great if she approached us and gave each of us just millions of dollars and that our listeners would tune in tomorrow and it would be Martha and Friends and we'd go. Yeah. It would be Martha and Friends in big letters and then the Stan and Haney Show in small letters underneath and we'd be on a beach somewhere.
No, we wouldn't. Not with the way Martha Stewart runs things.
Well, you said Emeril doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Oh, wrong. He doesn't own anything anymore. She bought him out. Now, he's got, like, and I have one in my home. You know, I love appliances. He has the Emeril oven. He has the Emeril cookware. He, all of his shows that have been recorded in the past that used to be on the cooking channels, she owns all of that. But
what does she make him do?
Pitch it. Oh, these pans. Look at the no stick. We're going to make lasagna, frying pan lasagna. And then he'll go and talk about his oven, what you can cook. You can cook a 12-pound turkey in the thing. It's all him pitching the stuff, but he doesn't own his stuff anymore. She bought him out.
Well, I mean, it had to be highly lucrative.
I don't know. Did you look that up, Junior, to see how much she bought him his stuff for? Like millions. I mean, millions. This was a guy that replaced K. Paul at Commander's Palace in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
K. Paul went and opened up his own place, which we enjoyed, and he became the and then he hit it big. Started opening up his own restaurants.
Oh,
everything.
Speaking of Commander's Palace, you know who plays quarterback for LSU now?
Who?
Miles Brennan.
How am I supposed to know that?
The name Brennan and food in New Orleans, Commander's Palace, the Brennan family.
Oh, he plays?
And that's all, that was his goal, was to play quarterback for LSU.
What do you know?
$50 million. $45 million in cash, $5 million in stock.
Wow.
It seems a little light for his name.
Bought the name. He owns it. Now he again plays a part, but he doesn't own it.
But does she make sure that he's not successful in any side hustle?
Well, he's got the oven and stuff, but I think she owns that stuff too. Using the Emeril, you know, the signature Emeril, and using him with his face on the box of something.
Yeah.
His BAM's seasoning and all that stuff. She owns it.
For $45 million.
Yep.
That seems light.
A texter just, and I saw this in the news, and I want to make mention of it. The War Museum that's up in Cape Coral, we've done stuff with them before in the past, and I know D-Train is very much involved with them. A lot of donated stuff. It's closing down today.
What?
There was a, with COVID, they went from, I think,
They said 200,000 visitors a year to 2,000 visitors this past year. They can't pay the rent. Dispute. They can't. They would like to buy the building, but it's astronomical. And today was the last day I was reading. They're hoping to get like a traveling bus like they did a while back. But the museum today was its last day.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that.
You better believe it. And I hope to see something come back. They're great people there in Cape Coral. And it's a shame that that's happening. But this COVID stuff, because they haven't had the turnaround. They haven't had the donations. They haven't had the people visiting the museum. And they have to shut it down. And it's terrible. Let's get you updated on traffic. I am this close to ending this segment. There hasn't been anything on our traffic thing for days.
Well, COVID.
Yeah, let me double
check.
Different
world after Irma. You want me to keep coming up with excuses?
That's what they're going to say. No.
China.
Nothing there.
China's hacked our server.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, September 30th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. And, Junior, you paying attention? Good boy.
Yeah.
When I'm done with our first little factoid here, it's incomplete, and I need you to do just a little bit of research. You should be able to find it easily. In 1970, only one player in the entire NFL weighed over 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
And then you saw it over the years on the offensive line where, okay, maybe they got a 300-pound tackle or guard.
Oh, it was big news.
Yep. And so then the defensive line started to get bigger because they needed bigger guys to go up against the 300-pounders. And it used to be, when it was a 300-pounder, it'd usually be a big, fat guard. And then all of a sudden, you start to get 300-pounders. They're all muscle.
Yep.
So in 1970, one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds. By 2010, there were over 500 players in NFL training camps weighing over 300 pounds. Now you see guys 330, you don't blink an eye.
So what do you want him to check out?
I want to know how many NFL players over 300 there are today, because that says 2010.
Do a Google. Go to Google.
DuckDuckGo.
Or DuckDuck. How many NFL players are over 300 pounds 2020?
Because 500 in 2010, I bet you there's a lot more now.
More.
And the freaky thing is, they're athletes now.
Oh, I know. They're not like big tubs of goo with their gut hanging below their jersey.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of when I say national emergency?
Where you have to call out a bunch of officials and for public safety, have people get out, move, get out of the way.
Well, national emergency is really a governmental term.
Okay.
Now, it can mean what we think it means.
Well, let me tell you, it gets everybody's blood boiling.
That all hell is breaking loose. As we speak, there are currently 35 declared active national emergencies in the United States. 35.
Right now?
Yes. With one of them that was declared in 1979.
Hold on. So there's been one was declared in 1979, but right now there's 30.
35 active national emergencies. And no, whoever's doing the list today is very short on information. I don't have any more than that. This is interesting.
By the way, I looked it up too, and I know Junior's looking. They don't have any more readily available data.
That's probably
everywhere
why.
Everywhere I'm looking, it's 2010.
Yeah, that's as far as I got. 532 in 2010.
Yep. And everywhere you go, that's basically what they've the number they're sticking with.
No, I've always thought Bob Marley seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Seemed like one of the good ones. Well, I did not know this, but it doesn't surprise me. Bob Marley, years ago, wrote a great, great song called No Woman, No Cry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of his best pieces of work. He gave a man named Vincent Ford songwriting credit on No Woman, No Cry, despite the fact Mr. Ford had nothing to do with the writing of that song. So why would someone the stature of Bob Marley give away a songwriting credit?
Has to be something good he did.
Vincent Ford may not be a great songwriter, but when Bob Marley gave him the writing credit, Mr. Ford ran a soup kitchen in Jamaica. It was Bob Marley's intention, by giving him songwriting credit, that soup kitchen would be funded forever.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Do we want to do the longer stuff on the other side? Or?
You've got about 2.5 minutes. We can take the break now, and you can do a full three if you want on the way back. Or, I mean, you can sneak one in now if you want.
Okay. I'll do a quick one now.
All right.
Last week, Jody with an I.
Yeah.
Butts.
With a Z?
Yep. Imagine she signed a lot of yearbooks.
Yep.
With a smiley face over that eye.
Yep. And a flashy Z.
Yep. Probably had a line through it.
Yep.
Last week, Jody Butts of Bismarck, North Dakota, was going through the McDonald's drive-thru. And Jody is not your average McDonald's drive-thru customer. She is a self-proclaimed McDonald's superfan.
Right on.
How deep does McDonald's go in Jody's life? Well, the license plate on her car is Hamburglar custom plate.
There she is. There's the burglar. Hamburglar.
The person behind her took a picture of her license plate. It's gone viral, and now we've learned that Jody's house is covered in worthless McDonald's tchotchkes. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, are you in a relationship.
Oh, you had this during the headlines, and I can't wait.
You may think you know the answer,
yeah,
but really, you only have your own personal opinion, because it turns out no one agrees on what it means to be in a relationship. We have the top 10 results.
Okay. To determine if you are in a relationship.
Where it was asked, well, when you're in a relationship, what does that mean?
Okay.
Five 5% of the people say you are in a relationship with someone if you have been on a single date. You are not. Congratulations, you are in a relationship.
5%, see? 5%.
8% say you are in a relationship the moment you set foot in their house.
What?
Well, obviously, if you've been to their home, you're in a relationship.
Mixed up people.
8% say, well, come on. A single date? No. We've been on 3 dates. We're in a relationship.
Well, it could be discussed by that point in time. You're still not in a relationship.
Now, moving up to 17%, you've done it.
You mean?
Mm-hmm. And that means you're stuck forever. What, don't you listen to Meatloaf? Don't you know how life works? Well, you love me forever. I couldn't take it any longer. Oh, I was crazy when the feeling came across me like a tidal wave. 40% say it's obvious you are in a relationship when you notify Facebook of this fact.
Well, today, yeah. You'd agree right there, Junior.
That's right.
In a relationship.
It's not official until you put it on Facebook.
Didn't happen without pics.
No pics.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a relationship. Here's a pic.
Yeah, pics are, it didn't happen.
58% believe you're in a relationship if you maintain a small drawer at their place. Be careful of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, that empty drawer is taken.
Yeah.
I'm saving that for my used ashtrays.
Right. We're in the area of relationship now, though.
60% say you are in a relationship. There is no doubt. This is key. When both of you say, I love you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
70% believe you're in a relationship when you've both agreed not to date other people, which means now you can cheat on one another.
Right, without telling them. We're exclusive.
Oh, boy, I'm glad you told me that today and not yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
72% say if you're dating for more than 6 months, just give it up. You're in a relationship.
6 months and you... Oh, I don't think I'm in a relationship. No, we've just been seeing each other for half a year.
84% say, hey, if you've been dating for a year or more, you might be in a relationship.
You don't say.
But, I mean, that's a long walk from a single date to a year or more.
Yeah.
And God help you if you're one of those with the single dates.
One date, we're seeing each other.
New phone, who dis?
Yep.
There's a 38-year-old woman by the name of Micah Meyer in, or is it Mika?
I would think Mika.
It's with a Y.
Micah.
I'll go with Mika.
Mika sounds more appropriate.
She's in New York City. And thinks a lot of herself.
Bet she does.
She is a professional etiquette teacher at the Plaza Hotel.
Ooh. She can walk with a book on her head.
On Monday morning, she was walking with her three-year-old daughter.
That's inappropriate.
When suddenly, a ninja tried to grab her purse.
What?
Guy head to toe, full ninja outfit.
Throwing stars, nunchucks.
Being a professional etiquette teacher at the Plaza Hotel, Mika was not going to allow something so uncouth occur on her watch. So she began physically fighting the ninja, screaming for help.
Wow.
She fought him off long enough for two burly construction workers who were always there in New York City in case you need them.
Yep.
Two construction workers and a doorman run over to help her. They held the ninja until the police came.
This ninja, come on.
The ninja turned out to be 41-year-old Cacique Roman of Hackensack, New Jersey. He's been charged with robbery.
Oh, look at that. Look at her, though. She looks really full of herself.
Oh, no. No, no, no. 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 I mean, maybe.
Junior, would you go out with her on one date and have a relationship?
She's trying to draw me in.
Yeah. It ain't working.
She's... Only if she has an empty drawer for me.
Yep, she's full of herself.
Boy, if I ever want to know what's wrong with me, I can go see her.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, that's something women are good at.
What?
Telling you what's wrong with you. Sometimes they're nice about it.
Yeah. Other times they're not.
Yeah, like, for instance, a nice, friendly one would be, Stan, how long you had that hat for?
Well, I've had it for probably about 4 or 5 years.
You like that hat,
don't
you?
I do like that hat.
What if tomorrow we went hat shopping? What would you think?
That's okay.
That's when they like you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it denigrates from there.
Where's my hat? And I threw it out.
And then they start telling you all the things that you do that they've never seen in their life.
Yeah.
You don't get around much, do you, honey? Bill? You know, there are people like Junior walking around out there who like to watch superhero movies.
Yeah, sure.
And they start to believe that they can really pull some cool S off. I could do that.
Yeah.
If I had to.
I can do that.
That brings us to 24-year-old Mike Geelen of Brussels, Belgium. Don't even get started on Belgium. Oh, my God. On Friday... I think Mike watches a lot of movies, because on Friday, he developed a plan to break his 27-year-old wife, Crystal, out of prison. And to show you what great judgment Mike has and how the heart wants what the heart wants, you see, the reason his girlfriend is in prison... she's suspected of murdering her former boyfriend.
Ah.
You can identify.
I sure can.
So, Mike did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he booked a helicopter tour and threatened the pilot with an obviously fake gun and forced him to fly to the prison. Mike's plan was to land in the yard, have Crystal hop on board, and spirit away to freedom. But real life doesn't work that way.
Does not.
There were some signs that Mike should have paid attention to early on in the caper. For instance, I don't think Mike had ever been on a helicopter because he was not prepared for the potential motion sickness one can suffer.
What an idiot.
And he began vomiting uncontrollably out of the helicopter door.
A helicopter?
Mm-hmm. Secondly, although the pilot was cooperating with a man with a fake gun who's vomiting out the side of the helicopter for no reason, the pilot attempted to honor his wishes and had to explain to Mike, there's no way I can land this in the prison yard. There's just not enough room. I can't do it. And finally, Mike booked the helicopter tour under his real name.
Idiot.
So, after the pilot dropped him off, the police went and found him hiding at his daddy's house. He's now facing several charges, including theft with violence, participation in a criminal organization, and attempted escape. She seems hardly worth it.
She looks like a ditz.
Just a ditz that'll kill you.
Yeah. Got an IQ of about 4.
Now, granted, for him, that's really out kicking the coverage, but that's why you have a prison girlfriend there, Mike.
Yeah.
She probably explained that's not how this works. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, September 30th.
Double M, double X.
I am Tom with one of the most.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You see what it is, Mike? I write you a letter once in a while, spritz it with perfume, and you put money in my canteen account.
That's it. If not,
we'll never, ever meet outside of the prison, Mike.
Yeah.
When I'm out of here, I'm going to find a real man.
We'll be back.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck, going to be taking you through your Wednesday evening. We actually have something on the board, so let's take a look at traffic. Just one thing, and it's Fort Myers. Crash, Corkscrew Road. I love this. At the Lazy D Farm Road. Lazy D. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I, too, am married, so I'm happy to be here. I did not wear a wedding ring, though. My wife always gets mad. She goes, you know, girls are not going to know you're married. They'll know. They'll see that beaten look in my eye. I don't think a trinket's going to let them know how miserable I am. You know what I mean? People just go, oh, did you get down to one knee and propose? I got down to 2 and prayed for a no. Although I suspect my wife is cheating on me. Yeah, the other day I caught her belittling another guy. Yeah, it's great. It's great to be married because, you know, you have to watch everything you do. You single guys do whatever you want. You're married all day long. Anything you do can and will be held against you, right? So I have to quiz myself not to get in trouble. It's like my desperate husband's quiz. It's like, let's see, it's 2 a.m. I'm supposed to be home at 10 p.m. Do I A, get one more lap dance and head straight home? Do I B, fake an injury saying I got hit by a perfume truck carrying glitter?
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey there, Stan.
Hey there, buddy. Who's this?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Oh, I'm I'm great. You guys been cracking me up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to do that once in a while.
You guys are something else.
Yeah, I appreciate that. What got you laughing today, Rodney?
When you were saying that funny stuff and talking about the debate and all that.
Oh, yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of the show.
Yeah. I'll tell you, boy.
Yeah.
That's probably the best 90 minutes of television I ever seen.
Hey, to say, you didn't tell me you enjoyed watching that last night, did you?
Oh, hell yeah. I had some Tostitos and I microwaved some of that Tostitos
Toasty? What did you warm up in the microwave?
Well, when you go down the corn chip aisle.
Oh, you're talking about Tostitos. What did you call for? It's great you watched the debate. You had chili and queso.
I watched it all the way to the end.
I don't care.
My God, I thought Michelle Obama was a pretty woman, but did you get a look at that sweet hunk of meat that Jill Biden is? My God, the things I do to that woman.
She's a school teacher, okay? She's
boy,
a,
she is. She's you a can tell she is hot to trot. My God.
She loves her husband.
I mean, I'd rate that woman a PG-13. Right. I don't know kids should be around that.
She loves her husband.
She just oozes sex appeal.
All right.
I look at her and the things that go through my head.
Melania does nothing for you, though, huh?
Well, she looks pretty stern.
Yeah, wouldn't put up with your crap. There's something wrong with you.
I don't want to say nothing disrespectful about the First Lady of the United States, even though I didn't vote for her.
She didn't run for anything. You're not going to vote for her.
Well, I'm voting for Dr. Jill Biden.
She's not running.
And I don't appreciate it when people call her a fake doctor. I let her treat me. When I see her wearing that mask, I think of, you know, like her wearing other gear made of leather.
Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Your wife let you smoke in the house as you're thinking lustful thoughts about Jill Biden?
Well, I got what I call my smoking room. Some people call it a half bed. And I just keep a chair in there and an ashtray.
And think about the Jill Biden, the former second lady.
Sometimes I can hear the TV in there even. It's pretty comfortable. The half bed with a half bath.
Okay, so that's where you spend most of your time, I take it.
My wife says a half bed and a half bath for a half ass.
Okay, is there anything you want before I hang up on you? I appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys, and you was asking people to call in with Melanie here or something.
No, it was just we were doing like a little promotion thing.
And I spent all night long trying to write down things that I thought would be real funny for your show.
We were doing it yesterday. We were asking, we were just thinking of a nice promotion for Stan and Haney, and we wanted to do it off the like the Relief Factor product that nobody knows what they're selling with the father and the son. You ever see that commercial?
No.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. It relieves pain. And then they have people go in testimonials how thanks to Relief Factor, you know, my hand arthritis is all better now. And we were thinking about doing that for Stan and Haney. You know, thanks to Stan and Haney, my psoriasis is cleared up.
I came up with a bunch of them.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead.
Here we go. You tell me when you're ready.
I've been ready. I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be because you got about 30 seconds.
You want to do a countdown or something?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys got candy the other day. You want me to send you a Tostitos?
No! What do you got?
Thanks to Stan and Haney, I got a sack of rocks in my head.
What? 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 That, you don't get it. Try another one.
Thanks to Stan Haney, I don't have to do that no more.
You don't get what we're trying to do with it. You're the only one that doesn't get it.
Thanks to Stan Haney, tomorrow isn't promised.
What? What? Do you even know what you're... You wrote these all down and you texted them to me? What else you got?
Thanks to Stan Haney, no more of that Mickey Mouse crap.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.